Hello and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. I am your host, DJ Smooth, and this is Raider Rage, every Mondays 1 to 2. Welcome. Thank you again for joining me today on this beautiful day up here in the Bay Area. So today on Raider Rage, we're going to talk about, we're going to recap yesterday's game against the Denver Broncos. Not the way we wanted it to go, but you know, we'll recap that, talk about, there's a lot of things I got to talk about in of that recap. And then we'll talk about the Raiders situation, their whole stadium situation, some updated news about that. And then we'll preview next week's game against the San Diego Chargers. But let's jump right into it. It was yesterday, it was Raiders Broncos, and wow. In the beginning, it was looking good. It was looking good. The first 28 minutes of the first half, the Raiders were looking great. They were had the lead. They were up 10-6. The defense was playing outstanding. The offense did have his struggles again, was not running the ball as well, but we were still in the game. A lot of hope. The Coliseum was up and roaring. The black hole was pumped. You can tell the players were pumped. And then, of course, like it always is with the Raiders, everything just went downhill after that. So, let's see. In the first 28 minutes of the game, like I said, the Raiders, I don't want to say looked like the better team, but they were playing better than the Denver Broncos. They were. We had two interceptions early off Peyton Manning that led to the 10 points. So the defense was playing great. They were containing Peyton Manning, putting pressure on the pocket so he didn't have a lot of time to throw. The corners were covering the Broncos receivers well. And then, you know, they were tackling. Everything was going right for the Raiders. And I was watching this game just thinking, wow, this is it. This is it. This is going to be it. This is, we're going to get our win against one of the best teams in the league. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. It declined, basically. It just basically just went downhill. It all happened after the CJ Anderson pass. So it was third down and, like, I want to say 12. Third and 12, and the Broncos had the ball before the two-minute warning. And, yeah, it was third and 12 for them, and they were on the Raiders, like, 50-yard line. And then all of a sudden, it looked like a dead play for the Broncos. It honestly does. Peyton Manning had no one to pass it to. The Raiders were covering the play well, so Peyton Manning just threw it to his running back, and CJ Anderson, and he made an unbelievable one-hand catch. And the Raiders missed four tackles. Four tackles they missed, and then boom. And then the guy, CJ Anderson, takes it all the way for a touchdown. And then that's when things became bad. Derek Carr then threw an interception. The Broncos capitalized on that and threw a nice, perfect pass from Peyton Manning to Emmanuel Sanders, a deep bomb. And that turned it to 20-10. And after that, it just went downhill from that. The Raiders lost 41-17. And it's the same things that are killing the Raiders. The same things. They're not running the ball well enough. They're not getting the opponent off on third down. The Broncos were nearly 50% on third down efficiency. They can't stop the run. I'm looking at the stats right now. This amazes me. The Broncos ran the ball 27 times for 118 yards. The Raiders ran it for 15 times for 30 yards. 30 yards. That's all they got. 30 yards. That's not acceptable. The Raiders got to run the ball more than 15 times. Yes, it's a pass. It's the league. The NFL is becoming a passing league where there's four receiver sets. But with a rookie quarterback and not that talented of receivers on the outside, you got to run the ball more than 15 times. You got to get the pressure off Derek Carr's back. You can't expect Derek Carr to throw the ball 47 times and expect him to win. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. You can't expect Derek Carr to do everything on offense, because he's shown that he can't. He needs some support from his running backs, the running game. I'm not saying this, that Derek Carr won't become one of these Peyton Mannings or Tom Brady's out there, but he's just not there yet as a rookie quarterback. He's not. So that's why the Raiders need to start evolving the running game more in the offensive game plan. Because running it 15 times is not going to do a lot. Yes, they may not be getting a lot of yards gained when they do get the ball hand off to them, but it's still a priority to run the ball. When the Raiders did have their decent years a couple years ago, when they had back 8-8 seasons, they were one of the top five running teams in the league. Those were Darren McFadden's best years. So it might not be, giving the ball to McFadden or Maurice Jones-Drew. We have other guys they can give it to. Latavius Murray, the third string running back. He's gotten a lot of praise in training camp. Why don't you hand him the ball, see what he can do? Or give it the ball to Marcel Reese. Maybe that's the way you involve Marcel Reese into the offense. He's capable of running the ball, and he's shown that. He's shown that throughout the past. The thing is, they got to start figuring out things, because this season's over. They should get that. This season is done. They're 0-9. Yeah, they're going to try to win a game so they don't become a winless team since the Lions a couple years ago. But this season now is just done, and it's the only thing that we're going to get out of this season is the coaches are going to scout what players can do. There's nothing to lose. Just throw in players and see what they could do. Just see if they can prove that they deserve to stay on this team. Throw in the young guys. We have nothing to lose anymore. Nothing to lose. And they're dumb if they don't do that, if the Raiders don't do that, because what are they going to get out of these veterans playing or these guys that there's nothing to lose. So they just got to see what Marcel Reese can do, or see what Latavius Murray can do, or see what these other guys can do. Cause they got to gain something out of the running game if they want to win a game this year. And right now, it's looking like we're not going to win a game. That's how it looks like. Our schedule's tough from here on out. It's been tough all year, but you're 0-9. You rank last in total offense. It's tough. The schedule doesn't look any easier. These teams, six of these last seven games are all against teams that are fighting for a playoff spot. Next week, we got at the San Diego Chargers. Then at home against Kansas City on Thursday night. At St. Louis. That's probably the game I'm looking at. That's probably the most winnable game. Then you got at home against the Niners. At Kansas City. Home against Buffalo, who's been playing well lately. And then at Denver. Again. These are some tough games. And the Rams are no joke. The Rams are no joke. So, it's going to be interesting in what happens, but running the ball is a priority, and they got to get it going. Other takeaways from yesterday's game. It's just the defense. You can just tell they're just exhausted. You can tell they were just exhausted. Because when the offense can't stay on the field and move the chains, you know, the defense is going to get tired because they're just out there too long. It's too long. Yeah. The Raiders had a total of 62 plays for 222 yards. It's just, I just don't know what to say. It's the same things every week with the Raiders. Same things. Can't run the ball. Can't get the opponent off on third down. Turnovers, penalties. Basically, the Raiders just beat themselves. The Raiders beat themselves yesterday. And you may think, like, well, it was a smooth. It was 41-17. There was no chance. It was closer than what people thought. It was way closer than what people thought. It was not 41-17. Because the Raiders in the first half controlled most of the first half. Just the last two drives for the Broncos ended up in touchdowns, and the Raiders offense couldn't get nothing going after that. The Raiders were up 10-6. They were in the game. And then the Raiders couldn't tackle. Raiders couldn't play deep coverage. So it's the same story every week. And there's nothing else to say anymore. There really isn't. There is nothing else to say. How are these? It's frustrating. It really is. It's so frustrating because I know that the Raiders are a better team than 0-9. They are. They're honestly a better team than 0-9. The Raiders are not the worst team in the NFL this year. I feel like the Jets are worse than the Raiders and the Jaguars are worse than the Raiders, but the Raiders are not the worst team in the NFL. But people don't see that because they don't watch the games like I do or like us Raider fans do. They just see the score and they're like, damn, the Raiders suck. And that's not the case. That is not the case. It's garbage. It really is. It's garbage. And I just don't know what else they can do. I really don't. They got to figure it out on their own. I've been saying that for weeks upon weeks. But obviously it's not getting through their head. And like, I'm kind of getting tired of coming to the show and just stating that every time, oh, the Raiders lost, Raiders lost, Raiders lost. I want to talk about wins. I want to talk about the good things. But when you lose 41-17 at home, those are not good things. Yeah, you played good 10-6. You're up 10-6. But you got to keep on doing that. Not tackling a guy in his own backfield and letting him run 51 yards for a touchdown, that's unacceptable. You've learned how to tackle since you were small, as a little child, as a young kid playing peewee football. And you can't make a tackle. Four guys cannot make a tackle. And he just ran it all the way. It's really embarrassing. It was embarrassing. I couldn't watch it no more. After the third quarter, I'm surprised I made it to the third quarter, but after I couldn't do it anymore. You know, but the future does look bright for the Raiders. Future looks bright. you know. Derek Carr, 30 for 47, 192 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 INTs. He didn't get sacked yesterday. Michael Rivera, the tight end, had a good game. 6 catches, 64 yards with a touchdown. So he's actually they're becoming familiar with each other. So they get more playing time. That's going to be better. They're going to get better timing. That can be a good connection later on down the road for the Raiders. But the Raiders got to keep them. Besides the running game and some offensive line positions, the Raiders offense, it's bad, but not as bad as we think it is. But they got some good pieces. Derek Carr, like I've been saying, week by week, he is turning out to be the Raiders' future, and that's what it looks like. Hopefully he keeps progressing and doesn't just take a couple steps back. Hopefully he keeps on moving forward. Khalil Mack is one of the best linebackers in the game today as a rookie, so he's a good piece on the defensive side. Justin Allis is a good piece on the defensive side, the defensive line. DJ Hayden's been looking better the last couple weeks. Who else? TJ Carey's been getting, he's been improving a lot. So this year's draft class has been proving, like, you know, that they're ready to play and they're ready to bring the Raiders back to the promised land. So it's just, you know, we're rebuilding. The Raiders are going to hit, you know, take some tough steps. They're going to hit some roadblocks. But, hey, once you rebuild, that's what we're going to do. That's what happens. There's always a lot of bad before there's any good. And I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see some good coming. So hopefully the Raiders win a game, because I do not want them going 0-16. That would just be the worst. Anyways, talking about the future for the Raiders, the big question is, where are they going to play next year? Is it going to still be in Oakland in the Coliseum, or is it going to be somewhere else? So we'll talk about that later after this break. This is Raider Rage, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Honestly.
welcome back to Freighter Raid. I'm your host, DJ Smooth. And, you know, we just recapped the Raider game against the Broncos last segment. And now we're going to jump into where are the Raiders going to play next year? That has been a big question surrounding the Raiders. People haven't talked about it yet because the season is still going on. But this is a big matter, big subject that no one's talked about and no one's really touched besides, you know, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. And the thing is, a report came out over the weekend saying that, you know, there was talks out there that the Raiders might move to San Antonio and play there. They had some serious talks with some San Antonio officials. The San Antonio officials came out Friday to meet with Oakland Raiders about possibly moving the Raiders to San Antonio. And a report came out on SiSportsIllustrated.com saying that the Raiders are not going to move to San Antonio. They just did that to gain some leverage, on the city of Oakland, so Oakland can make a deal or make a move to build a new stadium. And the new the new mayor who just got elected for the city of Oakland said that she's grown up in Oakland all her life. Her parents had season tickets for the Raiders and the A's, but she's not going to use public money to build a stadium for a sports team. She says that's her line in the sand. She's not going to do that. So they just got to compromise and see what happens because the Raiders' lease at the Coliseum ends after the season ends. After that, it's over. The Raiders can move wherever they want, but they have no stadium to play in. And there's been a lot suggested that, you know, the NFL would like a team in Los Angeles. Los Angeles would want a team in Los Angeles. Duh. And the Raiders are one of the teams talked about moving to Los Angeles. I don't know, with another team or this and that. There's been reports or rumors out there saying that the Raiders might play in Levi Stadium where the 49ers play. They'll share a stadium, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So it's just a lot of unanswered questions. A lot of unanswered questions. But not going to lie, I'm kind of happy that the Raiders are not moving to San Antonio because that would kind of be a little depressing. I would still be a fan, but still I'd just be like, really? The San Antonio Raiders? It wouldn't sound the same. It would just be a mess. So I'm kind of glad that they're not going to move to San Antonio. That was a report out there by SportsIllustrated.com, and Sports Illustrated is usually accurate, so they know what they're talking about. So I don't know. Like, honestly, not going to lie, I would love to see the Raiders back in Los Angeles. That's where I'm from. It'd just be a great reunion, but also I know how loyal these fans in Oakland are, and I wouldn't want to see that happen to them again. It would just kill them. And I know there's organization out here that has been trying to, you know, they've been protesting. They've been going to city hall meetings just saying, you know, they've had petitions just wanting the Raiders to stay in Oakland and have the city build them a new stadium. So I don't know where the Raiders are going to get this money from. I don't know if they're going to take out loans. I don't know if the Raiders are going to pay for the whole thing. I don't know if the NFL is going to help. There's just a lot of unanswered questions. There's lots. And I'm surprised no one's really been talking about it. Maybe because the season's in effect and that, you know, it's not that important. They usually talk about that in the off season. But, yeah, I'm really surprised no one's talked about this. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But if I had to predict and had to choose where the Raiders play, I think they're going to stay in Oakland. I don't think they're going to get a new stadium by next year. I really don't. I don't think it's going to happen. unless they move to Los Angeles. But they is yeah, I don't see it happening. Because if they move to Los Angeles, they're gonna have to play in the Coliseum, the Los Angeles Coliseum, where the Trojan USC Trojans play. They're gonna have to play there for a year or two because it's gonna take time to building the stadium. It's not like the Los Angeles already built the stadium and has a stadium ready for the Raiders to move right into. That's not the case. They're going to have to play somewhere. So if they do move to Los Angeles, they're going to play in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. If they stay in Oakland, they're going to have to play in the Coliseum too because they're not going to get a new stadium right away because the A's, the Oakland A's, the Raiders shared the field with the A's, the same field. The A's signed a 10-year lease, and so the A's are going to play in the Coliseum for 10 years. So I don't know if the Raiders are going to do that, sign like a 10-year lease or a 5-year lease, but I know Mark Davis wants a new stadium. I know the NFL wants a new stadium for the Raiders because the Coliseum, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum up here, is atrocious. It's really bad. Probably one of the worst stadiums in the NFL. And that's no joke. That is one of the I've been there plenty of time. You know, it's really, really bad. It's horrible. It's bad. And you know, I would like to see my team, the Oakland Raiders, play in a new stadium. I might not be able to go to the games because the ticket prices might be outrageous, but I would like to see them play in a stadium that is nice. That is, you know, modern day, because the Coliseum is not modern day. It is, it's just so bad. It is really bad. There's like, yeah. So the Raiders do need a new stadium. They do. It's a fact. Everyone knows it. They need a new stadium. They really do need a new stadium. But I don't know where they're going to, like, where are they going to play? Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions. I don't know. Yeah. Where are they going to go? Yeah. And then I was thinking about, like, if they moved to San Antonio, where would they play? Like, I didn't even know San Antonio had a stadium where the Raiders would play. Like, where would they play? Would they build them a new stadium over there, too? Yeah. And this shows that a lot of people are interested in the Raiders. Still. Because if the Raiders were really that bad that people say, then these cities wouldn't want the Raiders, or, you know, so. The Raiders are, you know, still one of the most well-known franchises in the NFL. It's a fact. People may deny it because the Raiders haven't had a tradition of winning lately. There hasn't been really a lot of seasons this decade where the Raiders have won. There's been maybe like two or three seasons where the Raiders were good, but other than that, it's just been historically bad. So, but still, you know, the Raiders attract fans. They attract seats. They do. They attract seats. You can tell, like, the Coliseum is always sold out or nearly sold out. Every Raider game, there's still fans. There's still fans. There is. There's still fans out there that go to the games and are willing the Raiders. Honestly, I think their best bet is to, you know, stay in Oakland or move to Los Angeles, and those are the two possible destinations, or most likely destinations. I just think, like I said, I don't want like these Oakland fans, the Oakland fan base here, to lose the Raiders, because I know it hurt them a lot when they did leave in the 80s and move to Los Angeles. But honestly, I think the move to Los Angeles would be the most beneficial move for the Raiders, because you know that you got a fan base down in Los Angeles. There's a strong Raiders fan base in Los Angeles. because of the 80s and when they move and when they already played there. You know that the city of Los Angeles has way more money than the city of Oakland. And you know that Los Angeles can help you build a prime time modern day stadium. Possibly the same, similar to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Texas. Or AT&T Stadium, whatever they call it nowadays. I call it Cowboys Stadium because that's all I know it. But So Los Angeles gives the Raiders a lot more, a lot more, I can't think of the word right now. I don't know why, but still, the Raiders get, Los Angeles gives the Raiders a lot more opportunities. You know, a better PR, like a better marketing position, even though the Raiders don't really need it because, you know, the Raiders market themselves. But it's just a larger market. You get more fans. And, you know, I think a lot of Los Angeles are not football, like not pro football fans because there's not a pro football team. There's mostly like USC fans or UCLA fans. And then, you know, when it comes to pro football, they, you know, they pick the team closest to them or they pick the team that their parents grew up liking or something like that. But if the Los Angeles does get a team, there's a, you know, bigger fan base, more opportunities. They'll get better stadium because I've heard that the NFL is just willing to, you know, look at spots in Los Angeles and build a stadium that they'll fund it themselves. They'll build a stadium and fund it themselves and bring a team over there. But there's rumors out there that the St. Louis Rams are the most likely team to move to Los Angeles because what I've heard from my sources that the St. Louis owner has multiple open land that he owns. He owns these lands, he owns multiple land spots that are empty in Los Angeles that where he can just build the stadium. So that's why they're saying the Rams are the most likely to move to Los Angeles. But I'm just saying, in the Raiders' perspective, my opinion is that I think Los Angeles gives them the best opportunity to get a new stadium, a stadium that they want. And, you know, there's some other benefits with coming to Los Angeles. You know, you get a stronger fan base, better marketing opportunities. You know, you can post all these posters in downtown Los Angeles with straight Raider stuff like that. You know, bigger market. So there's a lot of benefits I'm going to Los Angeles. But there's also a lot of not benefits, but there's a lot of negatives moving to Los Angeles because also, you know, Los Angeles is a very competitive sports town. And the Raiders are gonna have to be competing with like a lot of the other teams, like the Clippers, you know, obviously the Lakers, Dodgers. Right now, the Los Angeles Kings in hockey, the Kings are hot right now because they're winning Stanley Cups. Also, yeah, sorry, Sharks fans. I know you don't want to hear that. But, yeah, the Kings are – so, you know, the Raiders have to compete with those teams. Also, you also got to compete with the Trojans and the Bruins because those are the football teams in the town. Even though they're college, a lot of people watch them. So, yeah. But then again, the benefit, you know, if the Raiders do move to Los Angeles, you know, the first season, you're going to see a lot of celebrities come to the games and stuff like that. So they'll get a lot of publicity, and there's just a lot going on in Los Angeles. But if they stay in Oakland, they don't have to compete with a lot of other professional sports teams. There's only like the Warriors and the A's. And the A's usually don't play the same time as the Raiders. The Warriors do, but it's kind of different because basketball is a longer season than football. So there's just a lot to think about on Mark Davis's part and the Raiders' part. They got options. They're in the driver's seat. They can they can ask for whatever they want, but they can do that with Oakland, but with Los Angeles be like, yeah, we want a team, but we're not gonna accept your demands because we can have possibly other teams that we can lure to Los Angeles. It's gonna be interesting to see. It is. It really is gonna be interesting to see, but I really do. In the end, I think that the Raiders are going to stay in Oakland. I think it's just – and that's what Mark Davis says. He's like, my priority is to stay in Oakland. I've always wanted to stay in Oakland. I have nothing wrong with Oakland. The fan base is great up here. And obviously you can see that. You got this this group. I forgot their name. I'll look it up. But this group that is, going to every, city hall meeting saying, we want the Raiders to stay. They're protesting. They got petitions out there. People are signing it. So, that the Raider fan, the Oakland fan base, is really passionate about the Raiders. So, I think the Raiders do stay in Oakland. But you never know. They might go to Los Angeles. But at the end of the season, things are going to have to be, questions are going to have to be answered. So, we'll see. We will see what happens. So we're going to take a break right now, and then when we get back, we'll talk about Raiders, Chargers. The first game was close. Hopefully the second game's closer. Hopefully the Raiders get a victory. So we'll see. This is Raider Rage, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. That's just my hammer in the air. John Henry said to his shaker, shaker, why don't you? Cause I'm swinging 30 pounds from my hips on down. Yeah, listen to my cold steel ring, Lord, Lord. Listen to my cold steel ring.
John Henry's hammering. Say that again. I say you can't hear John.
Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am your host, DJ Smooth. And before we get into the last segment, just a reminder, make sure to catch Penguin Press Pass this Friday at 12:30, where the students, the DJs of radio.dominican.edu report on weekly news in different topics, which include local news, world news, state news, weather and environment, sports, all that great stuff. So just be sure to tune in to radio.dominican.edu and listen to Penguin Press Pass this Friday. So this is the Raiders traveled to San Diego to play the San Diego Chargers. And the first game was close. First game was real close. It was 31-28 Chargers the final. And honestly, that was the Raiders' best game they played all year. Besides the Seattle one, the San Diego game was the best game of the year that they played so far. And I can see the Raiders pulling this, winning this game. It's just, they gotta do the things they do. They gotta do everything right, basically. You know, the first game against the Chargers, that was the best rushing game the Raiders had, you know, this whole year. So we'll see. The Chargers, you know, they were hot. You know, won five straight games, and now all of a sudden they've lost three straight games. They had a bye week last week, and yeah, so the Chargers are vulnerable. You know, they got blown out 2 weeks ago against the Miami Dolphins, 37-0. So you know they're gonna come with their A game. They've had a week, two weeks to prepare for the Raiders. So they're going to be ready. They're going to know what Derek Carr likes to do, what they don't like to do. And they know that the Raiders don't run the ball very well, so they're going to try to keep them one-dimensional like they've been all year. It's going to be a lot for the Raiders, to be honest. I think the Raiders' whole morale has gone down since yesterday's game because they were so close against the Seahawks and they were doing so well against the Broncos. And everything just exploded in front of them. The Raiders base really, like, literally imploded and did not know what to do. They had no answer for Peyton Manning after his first 28 minutes of the game yesterday. It was really bad. It was so bad. It was just bad. Anyways, back to the game. The Raiders are going to have, if they want to win next week's game, they're going to have to run for over 100 yards. Going to have to. They're going to have to control time of possession, get more plays. They're going to, you know, hold the Phillip Rivers. Do not let him do what Peyton Manning did in the second half and throw five touchdowns. Can't let that happen. See, the Raiders are doing good against Peyton Manning. They were containing him, pressuring the pocket, having him throw passes, making him look ordinary. He didn't look. In the first 28 minutes of that game yesterday, Peyton Manning did not look like Peyton Manning. He looked like Eli Manning with two interceptions, no touchdown. Then all of a sudden, the Raiders couldn't tackle and they beat themselves up. The Raiders can't do that next week against the Chargers. The Chargers are too good of a team to where you beat yourself, they're going to take advantage. And that's when, you know, they're going to take advantage. And they're going to beat you. And the Raiders cannot get these three and outs. I'm sick of the Raiders on offense have three and outs. It's such a waste of possession and such a waste of a drive is a three and out or a fumble or an interception or a punt after like five plays or six plays. The Raiders are going to have long drives that consume up a lot of the time clock. That's the honest truth. And running the ball helps that cause a lot. It helps it a lot. But having three play drives with a punt or an interception or a fumble or turnovers on downs. It's just, it's so, it's horrible. It's so bad. It's just like, I get so frustrated talking about this because I know the Raiders can do more than what they've been showing this whole year. They're not an 0-9 team. But that's what the record, you know, that's what it, the records show, that they're an 0-9 team. But they're just, they're not. They're, honestly, I think they're a 4-win team right now. Like, they should have 4 wins. They've let some games slip away from them, the Raiders. They've let games slip away from them. Like, the first game of the year against the Jets, 19-14, they lost. The Raiders let that game slip away. The game against the Patriots, let that game slip away. Let the first San Diego game slip away. Let the Arizona Cardinal game slip away. The Cleveland game. The Seattle game. And they played so well against Denver in the first half. They looked like the better team. They did. The Raiders looked like the better team for most of the first half against Denver. It's just they couldn't keep it up. And the talent of the Denver Broncos just brushed the Raiders away. They just, like a broom, just boom, brushed them away. Brushed them off the field. The Raiders honestly could have 5 wins right now and be 5-4, fighting for a playoff spot, not 0-9, fighting for the first pick in the 2015 NFL draft. It's so sad to see. And that's, I don't know if you guys get what I feel. I really don't know if you get what I'm feeling. Because it hurts. It really does hurt. It hurts so much. Because I know the Raiders are so much better than what they've been showing this whole season. They're so much better now. They have so much more talent than what their record states. And against San Diego, they're going to, you know, San Diego doesn't run the ball as well either. They rank 30th in rushing. So you know that if you let them run, if you let, whoever the running back is, Ryan Matthews or Brandon Oliver, if you let Brandon Oliver rush for 100 yards, you're going to lose. Because that's just the cherry on the top, because you know Phillip Rivers is going to throw for over 200 yards or 300 yards. They just got to limit the touchdowns. They got to get in Rivers' head, because they know Rivers is a very emotional player. And not saying it's a bad thing, but in some cases it is, because other teams can get in your head and then you just mess up and you're not the same player. And that's what the Raiders need to do. They need to get in Phillip Rivers' head, get in his face, and not let him sit in the pocket and throw for 5 touchdowns like Peyton Manning did yesterday. That cannot happen, because Derek Carr right now at this stage in his career is not capable to hang and throw for a high scoring game, because you know he's going to make mistakes. I hate to say it, but it's the sad truth. Derek Carr is not capable of throwing 5 touchdowns and going toe-to-toe and having a damn touchdown matchup with Phillip Rivers. It's not going to happen. If that's what the Raiders expect to happen, it's not. Because you're going to end up losing 41-17 like you did yesterday. The running game needs to appear whenever they play. They play Sunday next week. It needs to appear. It needs to come to life. It needs to show up against the Chargers Sunday. McFadden, Maurice Jones-Drew, Latavius Murray, Reese, whoever it is. That, you know, if McFadden's not running well, then, you know, try Maurice Jones-Drew. If Maurice Jones-Drew is not, if nothing's happening there, try Latavius Murray or Marcel Reese. They have so many options, they just don't use them. They just like, oh, the running game's not working well. Might as well go ahead, Derek Carr, throw it 50 times. You can't do that with a rookie quarterback. You can't. Yes, Derek Carr has not been bad. He's not been bad. But He's not capable right now to throw for 50 times and have a good, not good game, but have and expect him to win with no running game. He needs support. He needs support. And I don't running 15 times throughout a total game is not going to work. I know who was Marshawn Lynch yesterday. He ran more. He had more rushes than the whole Raider team did yesterday. Marshawn Lynch of the Seattle Seahawks ran 21 times for 140 yards. The Raiders team, as a team, ran 15 times for 30 yards. That's unacceptable. That's why you're 32nd in rushing. That's why you're last in total offense. Because your running game is garbage. It's a joke. The Raiders, honestly, it's not like bad, like this year bad. It's historically bad, their rushing game. It's sad because it's just real bad. It's like the Raiders, there hasn't been this bad of a rushing team since like 1932. And I was like, what? Like, I was shocked because I didn't even know they had professional football in 1932. Like, I know there was college, but I was like, wow. And that's a joke. That really is a joke. So the Raiders need to run. That's got to be their priority next game. Besides winning, establishing the running game needs to be. They should run early. First two plays should be running plays, to be honest. If I was Tony Sperano, I would run. My first drive, I would have two rushing plays back to back and see what happens. There's nothing to lose. There's honestly nothing to lose anymore. You're 0-9. You're considered a joke. There's really nothing to lose anymore. There's not. But I could see the Raiders winning this game. I honestly can, because the Chargers have been reeling as of late. They've lost 3 straight games. They got embarrassed by the Miami Dolphins a couple weeks ago. They've had the only thing going against the Raiders is that they had a bye week, and the Chargers have 2 weeks to prepare for the Raiders. And that's a little scary because the Chargers are going to be ready. The question is whether or not the Raiders are going to be ready. That's the question right now. That honestly, that's the main question. Are the Raiders going to be ready to play against this Charger team? They played well against them before. Can the Raiders do it again? And that's the question. But it's going to be a close game because the Chargers and Raider games are all usually close. Lately, there hasn't been really a blowout. It's been really close games. And it's going to be fun, too. It's going to be a really fun game, but I just hope the Raiders can pull it out. I hope. I just want that first victory. I just want it to happen. I'm to that point where I just can't take it anymore. I really can't take it anymore. I just want that first victory. And I think it comes this week against the San Diego Chargers. I really do. I really do. I think the Raiders beat the Chargers this week in San Diego. But we will find out. Anyways, so check out the game this Sunday. Raiders at the San Diego Chargers. 105 is kickoff on CBS. Today's been a great show. Thank you for tuning in. I am DJ Smooth. This is Raider Rage, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I'll see you next week.